LessConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
My fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Monday, August 29th, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York, and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. If you're a good listener, if you're a really, really good listener, you remember what we did on the weekend show. When we opened the show up, we talked about a crazed homeless woman that released crickets and worms on the D train in New York City. People went nuts. They pulled the emergency brake. The train came to a stop. They were going crazy. They don't like bugs. No one in the city likes bugs. Well, as it turns out, the woman wasn't homeless. She was only crazed, and she's a social justice warrior by the name of Zaida Pug. This was an experiment by, well, she calls herself an artist. She wants to see reactions from people and how people react to the mentally ill and homeless people in New York City. So this was no crazed homeless person, just a crazed social justice warrior. Crisis averted for now. She wasn't arrested. She was free to go. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, 1, 2, 3 strikes are out. Former Congressman and New York City mayoral candidate Anthony Look At My Wiener is not only off Twitter, but he's set to become the world's most repugnant bachelor after his latest online antics. Also, 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick set social media on fire with his refusal to stand for our national anthem. But was this really a personal decision, or has someone been whispering in his ear? And as Donald Trump continues to slowly climb in the recent polling, his campaign just purchased their largest ad buy in 9 swing states. Is it too little too late, or maybe perhaps perfect timing? All that, plus Dr. Ben Carson now joins the fray in calling for the release of both candidates' medical records. We also have a leader of the new Black Panther Party now calling for African Americans to take a closer look at Donald Trump. And finally, have you ever wanted to visit the North Pole? Well, this might be your chance, because Santa Claus just might be hiring. All that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here. But let's do something Colin Kaepernick would not approve of and start the show off with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to get to today, guys, but first check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. You can sign up for the newsletter there. It should come out tonight or tomorrow. Just plug in your email. We don't sell it, nothing like that. You just get the newsletter once, twice a week. And there's a new article there by Tina, and you might want to take note of this one. It's written a special way. Maybe you can pick up what she's getting at. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. And you can always follow us now on Facebook, facebook.com/The Rhino Report. Check out all the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. We have all of them listed, all 153,000 episodes. Whatever it's been to this point, we have them all listed there. We'll be back.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Welcome back to this Monday edition. Always takes a little bit to get rolling here. I'm never good on Mondays. I don't like Mondays. None of us like Mondays, right? Unless maybe you work Friday and Saturday and you're off Sunday. Monday, then maybe it's not too bad. Hope you guys had a great weekend, a good weekend, relaxing. Some of you in Florida now maybe keeping an eye on a storm. Some of you in North Carolina keeping an eye on a storm. It's that time of year, right? That time of year, these storms start popping up, these hurricanes and tropical storms and all sorts of fun stuff. We have one more weekend of the summer, and that's it. I know a lot of schools here in New York, they start this week before Labor Day. They've made the school year here in New York a little bit longer, not really told anybody. It's because of the Common Core. They just can't get all of the stuff in they want to get in. So they've made the year a couple days longer each of the last 3 years, and in fact, they haven't given the kids here any more snow days. So making the year a little bit longer, but we have Labor Day coming up. The Southern 500, if you're a NASCAR fan, that should be fun. This last weekend's race was pretty fun. Good for Larson there, won his first race. All right, so you wake up this morning, and you turn on the TV or look at your phone to see, you know, maybe you turned off a little bit for the weekend, and you want to see what's going on Monday morning. Here we are, 73 days until the presidential election. I feel like it's going by really fast, by the way. And what was the first thing that hit you when you turned on the news, looked at your phone? What was the very first top article? Did it have something to do with Carlos Danger, or a.k.a. Anthony Weiner, or vice versa? Isn't that crazy? Here we are, 73 days out from the biggest election any of us can ever remember, and we're talking about Anthony Weiner. Did it again. The guy did it again. Now, I don't know if he's preparing for possibly Uma going to prison for a little while, so he's lining some stuff up for himself. I don't know what this guy's doing. We all know the first time this happened. He was a congressman for 12 years. He inadvertently put a picture of his little Anthony Weiner on Twitter. And then he had to shut that down, resign from Congress, and so he decides to kind of lay low for a couple of years and then run for mayor of New York City in 2013. Didn't go so hot. He actually wound up finishing fifth in the Democratic primary. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. He had 5% of the vote in that primary. And this is, well, he says it's because of, well, it happened again, right? He was sexting or sending pictures or whatever to the Sidney Leathers, which told all of us, do not send pictures of your whatever to Sidney Leathers. I don't think that's why he finished fifth. He wasn't doing that good. I know in the documentary Weiner, they make it seem like he was doing really well up until that point. That wasn't really the case. He was never polling much above 12 or 15%. Comrade de Blasio was sort of the heir apparent for just a couple of years then. I mean, he was the heir apparent when Bloomberg was still the mayor. So I don't think it was the sexting with Sidney Leathers that sunk his battleship. But we thought maybe he's over this, right? Maybe he got some counseling. Maybe they deactivated his social media accounts. Whatever happened, maybe he's over it. And then you wake up this morning, and the first thing you gotta read is the word Weiner, right? There it is, smacking you in the face. Oh, boy. Well, we had actually talked about this on this show about 3 weeks ago. About 3 weeks ago, I had a report that I read in the paper that Sidney Leathers had been contacted by somebody who he was having an inappropriate sexting or texting affair with. And Sidney Leathers had told that person, you know what, you probably shouldn't come out with it to the media because they're going to destroy you, like what happened to her, sort of. So it was sort of all gone. It was, maybe there's this thing going on, but we might not know about it, right? Typical Clinton. Typical Clinton circle. There's something going on, we're just not going to know the whole thing. Well, this morning it blows wide open. And one of the pictures people are kind of complaining about is the one where I guess he's sitting there in his underwear next to his son. And his son's in the picture, and he sent this to this woman who apparently is a Donald Trump supporter and an advocate for the National Rifle Association. She has two adult children and lives with her boyfriend who routinely travels for work, according to Fox News. So she's looking for a former congressman, a little panache there, I guess, to that. Well, he did it again. Now it seems like him and Uma are done. They're done. She put out a tweet this morning saying that she hopes everyone can respect their privacy. Yeah, not a chance. Not a chance. Never going to happen. What is it with the people around Clinton and the men that are with them? What is with these people? I don't get it. I don't understand where his mind is in all of this. He's a prominent figure, a mayoral candidate, an ex-congressman. His wife is the top aide to Hillary Clinton. You know what? Maybe you're not in a position where you need to be doing this. I don't know. Like I said, maybe he's looking forward to when Uma goes to the clink. Maybe that's what he's looking forward to, lining himself up. Who knows? So there'll be a custody battle here, I'm sure, and monies. And I wonder if he's so disillusioned by his separated wife now that maybe he comes clean a little bit. You think that's possible? Do you think it's possible? Maybe he comes clean and he has some dirt on the Clintons now, and this comes into the custody situation. You know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Hillary Clinton was throwing stuff around when this all came out. You know she was. Because this is her coronation, and this could be getting in the way. Remember, the Clintons will blame everybody but themselves. This will probably have very little, if any, bearing on what people think about Hillary, because for the most part, nobody cares about what Bill does, and that's her husband, and no one cares about that. So will they really care about her top aide's husband? Probably not. But you know she was going crazy. Crazy. She had to be. Because it's always about the Clintons. And they don't understand why they're just not in charge of the whole world. That's what they don't understand. So if she thinks this is going to hurt her in some capacity, she's going nuts. Gotta be going nuts. Probably had to take a nap afterwards. Well, she has a hard week ahead of her. She's got a hard week. She's going to nine fundraisers this week in the Hamptons. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the Hamptons, think Beverly Hills East. That's what it is. It's where people who don't want to be in Beverly Hills for a little while, they hop on their planes and they go to the Hamptons. Pretty much the same thing. They think it's quaint and nice and whatever else. It's, you know, I don't think it's that great personally. But she's going out there. She's going to raise some money. She's going to rub elbows with all the celebrities and the big money types because this is what the Clintons do. This is what Hillary does best, raise money. She won't get in the trenches. She won't talk to the people. She won't talk to the media, but she'll raise money. This is what the Clintons do. They're very good at raising money. One doesn't have to look any further than the Clinton Foundation to figure that out. So she's not talking to the people, has nothing to say to the press, but she wants money. Show me the money. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about Colin Kaepernick, this clown. And then we'll talk about Donald Trump and what he's doing about his immigration policy. He's got a speech coming up. What do you think it entails? We'll talk about that when we come back here on the Rhino Report. Guys, hang in there. Quick little break.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, early morning radio, and I guess it is radio, although it's radio on TV because this is CRN Digital Talk. You can find out what's going on in the world. We talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. We have an interesting way of looking at the news and having a little fun with the issues. So if you want to have some fun, learn a few things, and get up on the right side of the world, Doug Steffen's Good Day Program, weekday mornings, 2 to 7 a.m. on CRN Digital Talk.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday version of the Rhino Report. Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, crntalk.com, rednationrising.us/player. I don't know. All right, so where does Anthony Weiner go from here? Where does he go? I think I have an idea. I think I have a good place for him to go. Besides where Uma wants him to go, of course. But I think he should go on The Bachelor. I think he should go on it. And this is right up ABC's alley. Right? ABC, the Disney-owned company. Well, because they seem to think it's appropriate for a guy like Ryan Lochte to be on Dancing with the Stars. You know, a guy who goes out, hangs out with women of the night, strip clubs, gets drunk, lies, files a false police report, flees the country, leaves his friends hanging. Well, they seem to think he should go on Dancing with the Stars. So maybe Anthony Weiner should go on The Bachelor. I mean, there'd be no surprises for the girls. They know what they're getting into. And ABC seems to love degenerates. I mean, have you watched our nightly news? There's three instances for you of degenerates. Ryan Lochte, Anthony Weiner, and the nightly news. But I think that would be good for him. I think it'd be good. It would be good to watch. They'd have to take his phone away because these contestants can't have phones. That'd be good for him, too. Sort of a therapy. Just an idea. If the execs at ABC are listening, and you haven't turned me off by now, there you go. There you go. All right. Let's talk about this Kaepernick clown. What a clown this guy is. You know, there have been people in the past that have decided that they did not want to stand for our national anthem. And even in schools, there's a waiver going around Florida, right? Well, there's one Florida district. I forget what district it is that has a waiver that the parents can sign to have their kids not stand during the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, kind of stupid. I know. But there are players in the past who have decided not to stand during the national anthem. Most notably, the one that I can remember just as soon as I heard about this, the first name that came to my mind was Carlos Delgado. Carlos Delgado played for the Toronto Blue Jays. I almost said Maple Leafs. I got hockey in my head. But for the Toronto Blue Jays, and he had decided during his tenure there that he did not want to stand for our national anthem. And it was for no other political reason other than the fact that it wasn't his anthem. Now, you could say he needs to show respect. He's playing in this country, but when in fact he was playing in Canada. Regardless, I don't think he stood for O Canada either. I would have to check on that, but I'm pretty sure he didn't stand for either. He then went on to play for the New York Mets, and it was sort of contentious. This was in the period post 9/11 here in New York, and there were times he did stand, and there were times he didn't. But again, it wasn't for a political reason. It wasn't to make a political statement. It was just because it wasn't his national. I think he was Dominican. He was Dominican or Puerto Rican. I think it was Dominican, actually. It wasn't his anthem. That's why he didn't want to stand for it. And fine, you don't want to give us the courtesy? Don't do it. We just won't do it when we go to your country. How about that? Kaepernick's a little different. First of all, Delgado was a gamer, right? This guy could hit a baseball. Over 400 home runs in his career. The guy was a gamer. Kaepernick, not so much. He gets his team to the Super Bowl with all this gimmicky quarterback stuff. Actually, there's one radio personality here in New York that calls him Kaepernick Gimmick because of the way he plays. But this is very political, the reason why he doesn't want to stand. And it's not that he's a Hillary supporter. He's not a Donald Trump supporter. In fact, he condemns both candidates. But it's because he thinks there's this oppression. There's this oppression on African Americans in our country. Now, I understand that there are some that do perceive that. I get that. Everybody has a different take. Everyone looks at the box a different way. I understand that. However, he makes $114 million, about $19 million a year. You know, if that's oppression, I have the wrong definition of what oppression is. This is a statement that I believe he didn't come to lightly. I believe he needs a little bit of press. He's not doing too well. He lost his starting position last year, and he'll probably lose it again this year. I don't know. I haven't seen his tax returns, but I'm willing to bet not a whole lot of that $19 million a year gets donated to groups that help the African-American community. I'm willing to bet a very small portion, if any, goes to it. He says, I'm not going to continue to stand with the people that are being oppressed. And what he starts to refer to, if you start looking into his statements, it's the cops. It's not necessarily the politicians, it's the cops. And he says, he compares cops to cosmetologists, the ones who do the makeup and the hair and stuff. He says they have more education than our police force does. Interesting. Now, there might be somebody whispering in his ear who's also not a big fan of cops by the name of Dr. Harry Edwards. You might recognize his name from the 1968 Olympics. We'll talk about him when we get back here on the Rhino Report. Hang in there, guys.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialist will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit KaanapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. And when something's good, you don't forget how good something good really is. It's the little things that count, like Columbo's salads. They're fresh, crisp, cold, and delicious every time. Service that's friendly, not fawny. Then there's Columbo's mouth-watering steaks, their flavor-filled fish specialty, and Columbo's crowd-pleasing Italian goodies, plus jazz every night. And don't forget the meatballs. At Columbo's, you can't forget how good something good really is, and it's all so affordable. That's why, when you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
Federal tax fraud is set to hit $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick because this is a show about politics, and we're talking football. Not standing for the national anthem, your choice in a private setting. Your choice. You don't want to stand for it, don't stand for it. My response to that is then leave the country. If you can't respect our flag, if you can't respect the troops, if you can't respect our law enforcement, then leave. By all means, you are free to go. That's the great part about this country. Is all the freedoms we have, one of which is you're free to leave. This is not a prison. You can leave anytime you want. Anytime. Maybe you can't go to Mexico because they'd kick you out, because they have tougher immigration policies than we do. Maybe you can't go to Australia for the same reasons. But you're free to leave. Go somewhere else. He says he won't stand until the flag represents what it's supposed to represent. Well, the flag, Mr. Kaepernick, represents our history. Yes, there are some dark spots in our history, some bad times. It's still our history. Our flag represents that very, very well, in fact. Maybe you need to take a history class. Maybe that's what Kaepernick has to do. Maybe he's been hit in the head too many times. Maybe that's possible. I mean, he's intercepted every 5 minutes. There's a picture going around Twitter. This is comparing Glenn Coffey to Colin Kaepernick, who also, Glenn Coffey also played for the 49ers. Both born in 87, both played for the 49ers, both drafted in the third round. But Glenn Coffey went on to serve his country, gave up millions of dollars and an NFL career to serve his country. Kaepernick, nope, $19 million a year and says people are oppressed. They're oppressed. He's one of the oppressed people. You know, his teammates are saying he's entitled to do whatever he wants. Now, that's correct and it's not correct. When you play for a private organization, when you work for a private company, you're a representative of that company. You always have the freedom of speech. But when you are on company time, that hasn't always held up in court. On your free time, say and do whatever you want, unless there's clauses in your contract that say you're always going to be representative or an agent of that company. You have to read your contract carefully. But your company, your team can't make you do something illegal. That they can't make you do. But they can sort of usher you in a certain direction. Now, he's a representative of the San Francisco 49ers. Can they make him stand? I don't know. Would you want to? Probably not. Probably not. He calls Donald Trump a racist. He's openly racist. I've always asked this question, how? How is he openly racist? And don't give me the border wall. That's not racism. Not at all. Not at all. In a quote here, he says, you can become a cop in 6 months and don't have to have the same amount of training as a cosmetologist. That's insane. Someone that's holding a curling iron has more education and more training than people who have a gun and are going out to the street to protect us. So to all you police officers out there, Mr. Kaepernick thinks, he doesn't think very highly of you. Now, where is he getting all this from? Where is it all coming from? Well, Dr. Harry Edwards, who a lot of you remember or don't remember, was involved in the Black Panther protests at the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City, where he had the athletes were bowing their heads and they weren't looking up at the flag during the national anthem and whatever else. He's also wrote a book called The Revolt of the Black Athlete. All right, so maybe we're tying some stuff in here. And it just so happens he's been a consultant with the 49ers for about 30 years. Now, I'm not sure if any other teams use his consulting services, but the 49ers have for about 30 years, and I guess he was seen hugging this guy yesterday coming off the practice field. So he has a relationship with somebody who obviously is a strong advocate for these black athletes to sort of buck the rules a little bit. Now, is he getting it solely from him? Who knows? Some of these guys who have been around and have been activists for a long time, revolutionaries, whatever you want to call them, some of them have a way with, you know, maybe starting to get in the heads of people. Maybe this didn't happen overnight. Maybe it's been going on for a long time. Kaepernick is not a rookie. He's been in the league for a few years now, so he's been exposed to Dr. Edwards for quite a while. I don't know. I don't think anyone knows. I don't think either one would fess up to it. Now, people have asked Kaepernick, is this kind of how strong is your relationship with him? And he goes, I've talked to him. We're friendly. He, you know, you're never going to hear the full truth. Never going to hear it. But you know what? You don't want to stand? Don't stand. Leave the country. So much better. So much better. They're burning his jersey. Burning it. 49ers fans who are really big football fans. I mean, in football, you have like Steelers fans, right? You have 49ers fans. Of course, the Seahawks fans. Cowboys fans, rabid fans. They will say or do anything to protect their players, and they're burning his jersey. Burning it. If I had one, I'd burn it too. All right. Let's see. We have Donald Trump here. He's got a speech coming up. You guys have heard about this, maybe? Maybe we've heard about his immigration stance or not heard about it? Or is he flip-flopping? Is he not flip-flopping? Mainstream media wants to tell you he's flip-flopping. There's going to be no more deportation force. They love quoting that, love quoting it. What's he going to do, right? Well, he doesn't support amnesty or legalization. All right, so first of all, he has never had a position on immigration published. He has said a few things, so you can't change your policy until you've officially announced your policy. Would he be the first candidate to ever say something and then 6 months later say, well, you know what? We have to rework it a little bit. They are acting like this has never happened before. Never happened. Well, he announced yesterday via Twitter, because that's how Donald Trump announces things, that he's going to be doing his official immigration speech this week, I believe Thursday, in Phoenix. Okay? So we'll have an official position then. Now, Kellyanne Conway, she's been making the rounds all weekend, talking to the Sunday shows and the Saturday shows. And she says something we all learned in kindergarten, to stand in line. She says, give Donald Trump credit for at least trying to address a complex issue and not pretending like Hillary Clinton does that we don't have these problems. That's a fair statement. It's a fair statement. Reince Priebus said, look at where Hillary Clinton is. She wants to put Barack Obama's immigration plan on steroids. The issue is that this is an election of choice. One, allow everyone in through a complete amnesty, or two, a tough plan that's fair and humane. The Clinton camp responds saying, that's what Donald Trump people say, fair and humane, to change the topic. Well, we got to change it, or they have to change it, because they don't win here. Democrats don't win on this topic. There are, by a far majority in this country, people want to see legal immigration. People coming in the right way. No one is saying don't let anybody in. But the majority of people, the majority of voters want to see it done legally. The Clintons have to change the narrative because they lose there too. We'll be back. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember, Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, welcome back to today's Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Remember to check us out on Twitter at Rhino On Air, at Rhino On Air, on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And, of course, rhinoreport.com. Lots of cool stuff there. You got to check out Tina's article today. A little different than what she's written in the past. I had called one of her articles, I think it was the article about the Phoenix, I had called it poetic. And this one, that term may be a little bit more appropriate. So if you're not sure what I'm talking about, you got to go check it out. rhinoreport.com and go to Rhino Reporters. If you want to write for us, you know how to do it. Send me your article to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and we can publish you, too. All right, so Trump's going to talk about immigration. We're finally going to have his policy on immigration. Now, the policy is not what he says in his speech announcing he's running for president, right? We're going to build a wall and put a big golden door in it, and that's not a policy. Stop. Absolutely stop. That's not a policy. Those are things you say to gin up your base and get them to vote for you, because that's what the primary is all about. The primary is all about ginning up your base. On both sides, on the Libertarian side, on a Green Party side, that's what it's all about. And then you get to the general, and you can't leave your base in the dust. You have to give them a couple of nuggets here and there. And then you change on some other things, things that you don't think your base particularly cares if you change. Now, the big issue here is the wall. Don't for a second think Donald Trump is not going to build a huge wall. If he gets elected, he has to. He has no choice. He has to build it. He's been saying it for so long. He has to put it up. Maybe there's some other issues here. It's never easy to tackle the idea of what do you do with children who are born here to illegal immigrants. That is not an easy issue to tackle. It's very easy to say round them all up, stick them in the back of trucks, and head them down to Mexico. But that's not always the answer. There are other ways. Other ways to do it, and I'm curious to hear what his way is. I think everybody is. Now, we're not really going to hear Hillary's way because she has no way. Her way is open the border, erase the border, the southern border, northern border, whatever border, erase them all. We're one continent, one world government, the whole thing. Very Alinsky-like, very Soros-like. So she doesn't really have a policy. The policy is let them all in, give them benefits, they become voters, they vote for her. Right? That's what they've been wanting for years. So we're going to hear what he has to say about it. I don't think he's softened. I think he's just changed the way he's saying it. But I am curious to hear what it is he actually is going to say. Ben Carson diving into the mix here thinks that Trump and Clinton should release their medical records. Now, of course, he said that because he knows Donald Trump has a clean bill of health. Clean bill of health. Hillary Clinton, probably not so much. We had a letter, a year ago that said she was fine, but then Bill Clinton said it took her months and months and months to recover from a concussion. We've seen all these pictures of her where her head bobs around and weaves around. It looks like one of those clowns at the carnival where you point your water gun at it and like the mouth's open and you got to hit the little target in the mouth and then the balloon pops. That's kind of what she looks like when her head starts bobbing around like that. Now, I'm not making fun of her because maybe she has a problem, but she told us she has no problems. Now I can make fun of her. If she has a legitimate problem, I wouldn't do that. But she says she's fine. So guess what? She's a clown at a carnival. That's what she is today. Carson brings up a good point here. He says that this is a rather elderly election. Those are not his words. Those are my words. Both candidates are no spring chicken. If Donald Trump wins, he'd be the oldest person to win a first term as a president. He just turned 70 years old. And Hillary Clinton is somewhere around 170 years old. So he's saying that, you know, people have a right to know because of the age of the candidates. And I agree, and I think that's probably the best argument for it. Forget the partisan arguments. That's probably the best argument. I think Donald Trump said he would release his tax returns when she releases her medical records. So I think they're going to call a draw on this one. And you're not going to see either. You're not going to see either. All right, well, as Hillary is out there in the Hamptons this weekend, rubbing elbows with the elite, the Hollywood elite, the Hampton elite. Donald Trump made a large ad buy, made a big ad buy. He's going to put $10 million. He's going to put $10 million on 9 battleground states to run some ads there on economic issues. We heard about this. We heard that the ad with the economic issues is going to have a her way and his way sort of tilt to it. And not so much slamming. I feel like he's going to leave that for the October, of course. Last few weeks of October, tons and tons of negative ads. But he's got this ad space now in Ohio, Pennsylvania. Now, Pennsylvania, we have not seen a live caller poll in almost 4 weeks in Pennsylvania. All the polls you've seen in the last 4 weeks, they're all online polls. They're all automated polls. No live caller polls. So he's going to have a buy here in Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Florida. We have a Florida poll I want to talk about. New Hampshire, Virginia, Iowa, Colorado, and Nevada. Now, Colorado kind of surprises me that he would spend some money there, but they must have internal polling that's showing not doing as badly as we've heard, because I've seen some polls down like 17 points in Colorado, of course, the next California. Again, it's going to be a his way versus her way type thing. To this point, she spent about $80 million on TV and radio ads. That's what she has spent. He has spent $5 million. She is outspending him by a tremendous amount. And here we are, real clear average. 73, 72 days, whatever it is to the election, he's down 6. Real clear average. She is outspending him like 15-1 here. Crazy. Absolutely crazy, and he's still right there. I think he's in a much better position, much better than people would like to admit. And now he's going to start trying to appeal to the African-American community. They have rallies scheduled in a lot of inner city areas. And I think the Clintons are scared. This has always been their vote. That's been their home. That's where they go for big time support. And now you have Trump scheduling rallies in these communities, and you have a Black Panther leader saying that the African-American community should take a closer look at Donald Trump. We'll talk about that when we come back and a couple of new polls.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free three-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company. And you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, and at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Monday edition of the Rhino Report. So Donald Trump out in the campaign trail this week. Got a lot of ads coming also in the swing states, while Hillary Clinton is eating sushi and doing what the elite do out in the Hamptons on eastern Long Island. Now, Donald Trump has been trying to make a more concerted play for the African-American vote in this country. And we're seeing it in dribs and drabs start to come up a little bit. If you are attuned to all of the polling, you can start to see, especially in the LA Times poll, where the gap is starting to close. Now, it's not closing in a very fast rate. And will it close fast enough for, 10 weeks from now? No, probably not. But he is polling higher than Mitt Romney or John McCain ever did with that community. And in fact, the leader of the new Black Panther Party in Houston, a guy by the name of Mr. Quanell X, he is saying that, well, it's time for his community to take a look at Donald Trump. And he references this speech in Milwaukee. Now, I said 2 weeks ago, this was probably the best speech Donald Trump ever gave for timing and for content. It was in West Bend, Wisconsin. And he went to the place where they were having problems. Milwaukee was having a ton of problems. You guys remember this? We talked about it for 3 days. Half of the city was burning down. Well, he went there to address a problem. And now, here you have one of the leaders of the new Black Panther Party in Houston, is saying, you know what, maybe it's time we give Donald Trump a look. Because for 54 years, he says it right here, they've been voting for the Democratic Party like no other race in America. That's a quote. They have not given us the same loyalty and love that we have given them. We as black people have to re-examine the relationship where we are being pimped like prostitutes. That's what he says. And they're the big pimps pipping us politically. That's a tongue twister. But regardless, he's saying that we have to look at all the parties and not just designate our vote for the Democrats. And the Democrats are scared. This is the last thing they need. I mean, forget emails, forget Julian Assange, forget Debbie Wasserman Schmuck and her collusion, forget all that. This hurts. And you're going to see his numbers come up a little bit. You are. We'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow when we have more time. Donald Trump doing okay in the morning soap poll. He's up 3 points from last week. So that's good. He was down 6. Now he's down 3 in that poll. Breitbart has a poll with Gravis. Likelihood of voting. 78% in this poll say they always vote. Always vote. Now there's an example of the person who is being asked questions feeling like they are judged by the poll taker. We do not have a 78% voter rate in this country. They feel like they're being judged, which again maybe lays some groundwork or gives some credo to silent vote stuff, where people won't tell the poll taker they're actually voting for Donald Trump. Maybe, since we're seeing it right here, we do not have a 78% voter rate in this country. It's more like 25%. It's not 78%. We have a Mason-Dixon poll for Florida that I want to talk about, but really in more in depth. So we're going to save that for tomorrow. We have a couple more to get to tomorrow as well. But what I want to tell you right now is, if you ever had any thoughts of traveling to the North Pole, or perhaps seeing Santa's workshop, this might be the time to do it, because I think he's hiring. Sounds like he might be hiring. In fact, 323 wild reindeer were killed over the weekend in Norway when they were struck by lightning. Apparently, reindeer get together in packs when the weather gets bad, and when you have a lightning strike, you may see 4 or 5 of them keel over. Well, here, 323 keeled over. Maybe they were migrating towards the North Pole. Maybe that's where they were going. They were crossing this mountain plateau that they do every year in their migration, including in this number, we're about 70 calves. So that's sad to see, but if you want to work for Santa, he's hiring. Needs some help. All right, guys, hope you had a great time. That's it for today. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, have a great day, everybody. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.